Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, April 3rd, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Collide. Leading off today in the latest edition of his Power On newsletter, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that the next major version of watchOS, which is watchOS 10, is set to feature significant changes, including notable updates to the user interface. The design of watchOS hasn't changed much at all in recent years, and the recent updates have focused on iterative improvements to things like activity tracking, watch faces, and health features. But Gurman believes that this year will be different, which is an exciting prospect for Apple Watch users. The more major software update this year will be in contrast to a relatively minor year in terms of Apple Watch hardware. Gurman says, quote, "I believe the new watchOS should be a fairly extensive upgrade, with major notable changes to the user interface, unlike iOS 17. It's important for watchOS to have a big year, given the Apple Watch hardware updates will be anything but major." End quote. As for what exactly these changes are, that remains to be seen. But we do know that watchOS 10 will be unveiled at WWDC in June, which Apple has already announced will be kicking off on June 5th. In other news today, General Motors has announced that it is making the controversial decision to phase out support for CarPlay in all of its future electric vehicles. Instead of supporting CarPlay, GM is teaming up with Google to design a custom-built infotainment system for its future EVs. Bizarrely enough, this comes a few years after GM publicly touted that it was going all in on CarPlay. This 180 decision by GM seems to be due to the company wanting to capture more data on how consumers drive and charge their EVs. The company also says that it wants to develop and design its own infotainment system based around its driver assistance features like Super Cruise. The first EV from GM without CarPlay will be the 2024 Chevrolet Blazer, and the company has been working with Google since 2019 to develop the software that will be used in these future electric cars. At launch, the software will offer access to Google Maps and Google Assistant at no cost for 8 years. Future versions of the software will also offer dedicated apps for things like Spotify and Audible. And of course, GM also says that it sees major subscription revenue opportunities for the company going into the future, and the company is targeting $20 to $25 billion in annual revenue from subscriptions by 2030. GM will still offer CarPlay in its gas-powered cars, and it won't remove CarPlay from the cars that are already out on the road. So again, this change only applies to EVs going forward, starting with the 2024 Chevy Blazer. We are sponsored this week by Collide, and they have some big news to announce. If you're an Okta user, Collide can get your entire fleet to 100% compliance. If a device isn't compliant, the user can't log in to your cloud apps until they fix the problem. With this, Collide is patching one of the major holes in Zero Trust architecture of device compliance. Without Collide, IT struggles to solve basic problems like keeping everyone's operating system and browser up to date. Unsecure devices are logging into your company's apps because there's nothing there to stop them. Collide is the only device trust solution that enforces compliance as part of authentication, and it's built to work seamlessly with Okta. The moment Collide's agent detects a problem, it alerts the user and gives them instructions to fix it. And if they don't fix the problem within a set time, they are blocked. Collide's new method means fewer support tickets, less frustration, and most importantly, 100% fleet compliance. Visit collide.com/9to5macdaily to learn more or to book a demo. That's KOLIDE.com/9to5macdaily to learn more or to book a demo. My thanks to Collide for their support of 9to5macdaily. Rounding out today, starting with the iPhone 13 Pro and iPhone 13 Pro Max, Apple adopted a new LTPO screen technology on the iPhone for the first time. A new report today from analysts at Display Supply Chain Consultants says that this feature will remain exclusive to the Pro model iPhones for the next several years, before potentially moving down market to other iPhone models. For those unfamiliar with the technology, LTPO is basically a custom OLED display technology that offers variable refresh rates instead of a fixed refresh rate. This is what Apple markets as its ProMotion display technology, and it's currently only available on the iPhone 14 Pro and iPhone 14 Pro Max with OLED screens, while the iPhone 14 and iPhone 14 Plus offer static refresh rates at 60 Hz. LTPO also plays a major role in power efficiency, allowing the iPhone 14 Pro to run at 120 Hz without major impacts to battery life. This also contributes to the always-on display, allowing the display to drop its refresh rate all the way down to 1 Hz when necessary. According to analysts at Display Supply Chain Consultants, this technology will remain exclusive to the Pro model iPhones until 2025, at which point Apple will bring LTPO to non-Pro iPhones for the first time. So this means that features like ProMotion and Always On will remain exclusive to the higher-end iPhone models until then, but bringing those features to more affordable iPhones is something that's on Apple's roadmap. And finally, these analysts, including Ross Young, says that Apple has an ambitious roadmap for the future of iPhone display technology. Within the next several years, Apple is targeting to switch the iPhone to under-screen Face ID for the first time, with a single hole-shaped cutout for the FaceTime camera. And shortly after that, the company is planning to move the camera itself under the screen as well, which, if true by 2027, would give us the first ever iPhone that is truly all screen. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter or Mastodon at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.